B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and we want to save the Cubs and the Wrigley Rooftops some money. Because there is apparently going to be a legal battle. And what's going on is, so Wrigley Rooftops, if you don't know, basically it's all the houses that are around Wrigley Field that have seats on top of them. So you can kind of watch with a bird's eye view the games, and they sell tickets. And there's in some instances, the Cubs get a cut of it, and some they don't, right?
Well, they had a cut of it. They had an entire agreement that until 2024, the Cubs would get 17% of the revenue of whatever the Wrigley Rooftop sold.
Sure.
But in 2024, that deal expired. And the Cubs said that they did not want to renew because they wanted all the revenue that could come from their games.
Yeah.
But the Wrigley Rooftops did not stop selling tickets.
So they're just selling tickets. People are watching the games from the rooftops of those houses.
Correct.
Meanwhile, the Cubs are like, hey, this is our game, which fair. And this is why we need you at 877-591-9696. We're just going to settle this here now.
Yeah. So, you know, why go to trial when we could just have the people of Chicago vote right now?
You know, because in my mind, I think your rooftop means nothing if the Cubs game isn't there. Nobody's going to go sit on your roof to watch the street.
Right, but it's their rooftop, so anybody can go hang out up there if they wanted to.
Oh, so you think that the rooftops should get all the money from whatever they put on the roof?
100%.
But they would not sell anything if the Cubs weren't there.
Well, it's not their fault that the Cubs decided to build a stadium in the middle of a neighborhood where people already own homes.
In 1908?
Yes.
877-591-9696. To me, like, I would love to put some seats on my roof and sell tickets. But you know what? There's nothing for them to see.
Right. But
so they, without a Cubs game, they got nothing. There's no, like, enticement to do this. Let's see what Arnold on the north side says. Arnold on the north side, are you team Cubs or team rooftops?
Arnold?
Oh, sorry. I didn't pick up the line. Arnold, are you team Cubs or team rooftops?
Rooftop all the way.
Rooftop all the way. Really?
Yep. Yeah. If this was a problem from day one, it would have been settled from day one, which is what, 100 years ago?
And then at what point
did it stop? If you have a Lakeview condo and you see races on the lake and you can enjoy it and people can come and sell tickets to come inside, I mean, it's endless. It can go anywhere. So, if the Cubs want to buy out the properties, by all means.
Right, and the thing is that the Cubs have bought out many of the properties, but there are some that are holding out, as they should, I think.
As they should.
Like, if somebody comes to offer me some money for my house when I know that they're going to make more, I'm like, I don't know.
And I fully believe the Cubs can afford to be outrageous on their offers.
That's right.
So if someone doesn't want $1 million, they give them $2 million. What do you care?
Well, that's easy for us to say, people who just don't have millions. All right, but officially, you know
No, we're talking about the Cubs.
The Cubs.
All right, officially you say your team rooftops, all right? That's one for rooftops. Let's ask our pal David Moody. So, David, you have a solution for the Cubs.
Well, you know, the Cubs could just build some sort of a screen, call it a net, call it whatever you want, but that would also be pretty petty. But that would be a solution.
Oh, you think they should obstruct their view?
But I'm team rooftop, and I think the Cubs need to work this out.
Oh, you're team rooftop.
Pretty simple.
It's two for rooftops.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to root against the rooftops, because I do think that they're like the little man here. Cubs, I got so much money. I know how much they're paying PCA or PRP. What's his name?
Are you talking about Pete Crow Armstrong?
Yes, there you go. PCA.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
All right. Well, that's two. So if we get one more that says team rooftops, then that settles it.
Let's see. What do we got?
Okay. You know what? Shannon is in Gary, Indiana. Are you team rooftop or are you team
Cubs? Oh, she hung up.
Okay, all right. Then let's ask Tony in Rogers Park. Team rooftop or team Cubs?
Rooftop all the way.
All right, rooftop all the way.
There we go.
The Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia majority. What is your thought process there?
Well, do you know how many free tickets Cubs gives out?
Free tickets the Cubs gives out? That's true. I've gone to a few free Cubs games.
Okay.
How much do you think the people, the rooftop will charge Cubs have some money. They have money.
That's true.
And this is my rooftop. What can you do about it?
Wait.
You can take your game to Arlington Heights in the bush.
Wait, is it your rooftop, or are you saying, like, hypothetically?
No, it's my rooftop. I live in the area, and I'm telling you, it's my rooftop.
Oh, so you have a rooftop?
Yeah, I live in the area, so my building has a rooftop. Sometimes I go stand there and watch the game.
I might be changing my tune, but Tony.
You should invite us to your rooftop.
Can we catch a game from your rooftop?
See, that's so interesting to get your perspective, because I guess that is kind of true, right? It's like, as a homeowner, I own not only the home, but
the
roof on it.
Yeah.
And whatever views I happen to be around, you can't control that.
Interesting.
Because I imagine that also living near Cubs Stadium is also kind of annoying.
Living near Wrigley? And not even near necessarily.
It is annoying. It is annoying. You can't even find a parking space. You have to go around and round and round.
That would probably be the most stressful part, is like the amount of traffic that runs through that area. They're closing Addison all the time. They're closing Clark Street all the time. The game ends, and then
there are drunk people everywhere.
Yeah, it's Tuesday night, and it's 11 p.m., and people are raging in the streets. Yeah, that would maybe be the most frustrating part of living in that in Wrigleyville in general. Thank you, Tony, for your feedback, all right?
All right.
Thank
you.
I'm going to grab this one just to wrap this up, because it's the most. We're talking about the beef between the Wrigley rooftops and the Cubs, and how, you know, the Cubs should get a piece of that money, or at least they believe they do. Now, James lives in Wrigleyville, and you think the Cubs should move to Hammond, Indiana with the Bears.
No!
Yes, I do. I think that there are all those places that are rooftops now used to be apartments and homes that people lived in, and now rent rates go up because there's less homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would love to live at least close to Wrigleyville.
But it's expensive.
I wouldn't want to live, like, in Wrigleyville because of the chaos. But, but it's so expensive over there, and that's a good point. But, I mean, what are we just going to say?
Don't even get me started on how bad parking is, too, because everybody's busy renting theirs out to people for Cubs games.
It's true.
Yeah.
We've seen people that are renting out their parking spot for $100.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Oh, my God.
So you just want to send all the sports teams to Hammond, Indiana, huh?
Make it Indiana's problem.
Wrigleyville will survive.
Yeah, Wrigleyville will survive. It probably won't be Wrigleyville anymore. It'll just be the Ville.
The Ville.
Well, thank you very much for that, James. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, coming up next, give us 3.5 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000 in Smoking Carla Mornings. Commercial free.